Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars here to you today on the C2P platform. We have a small school stud on the program tonight. He began his career at the University of Indy, and he was off to Florida Memorial where he wrapped things up, and now he's preparing for the 2024 NFL draft as he also prepares for his master's after he graduated, and he's working both ends. We call it kind of like, you know, burning the candle till it's nothing left. This is what this young man doing, Frank Bentley. Frank, welcome to the program. Have you had any moments yet where you're thinking you're missing spring ball practice because you're so accustomed to being a college guy, college athlete, and now you're worrying about just focusing on pro day and combine prep?
Yeah, thank you. First off, you know, thank you for taking the opportunity to put me on your show and everything. You know, it is kind of weird, you know, to think that, like, you know, I've gotten so accustomed to, like, winter conditioning and getting ready, you know what I'm saying, for the spring ball, having some fun. But now it's, like, literally, you know, it's a whole bunch of training, really a whole lot of fundamental work, you know, really having the opportunity to make a dream come true.
And you're there. I mean, and it, you know, listen, no matter what level you're at, the self-confidence in all you gentlemen never fails to say, hey, I can do this. But for you personally, when do you kind of get the sense that this opportunity is going to present itself? I mean, are the coaches telling you, hey, Frank, we see something special, you're having great games against great opponents, maybe you hear the scouts are kind of whispering your name? How do you get some validation in the hard work that you're putting in that this opportunity is real?
Well, honestly, man, you know, it's really started when I was younger. You know, I've always had people in my area that just seen my potential and stuff, and just based on my skill set and what I can do with my size and my frame, and just more and more people with, you know, more power, more connections, was in my ear and stuff. You know, when I got to college, a lot of people would say that I was a force, I was dominant. Like, some of the best teams I've played against, you know, has, you know, came up, gave me my respect after the games. Some people try to recruit me to come to their schools after the games. But I'd say the biggest moment for me was probably, honestly, recently when I had just played in the HBCU Pigskin right after Christmas and then right before New Year. So in that little time frame, I actually was talking to a scout and, you know, just telling me, like, you know, that he could really see me in the slot and stuff in NFL. And everything, which was very, you know, very uplifting because, like, I truly love playing in the slot. Like, granted, I've always grew up as a backside single receiver kind of guy, but, like, playing in the slot is just different. It feels more freedom. Like, I feel like I flow more. I feel most comfortable there. But just getting that kudos and stuff from him and seeing and getting the feedback and stuff from him, like, really showed me that, like, you know, I can really compete at the next level. Like, I have that opportunity right there if I work hard enough.
Yeah, that's awesome. Listen, I got to ask. I mean, so once the guy that you talk to, he has an NFL logo on his hat, his shirt, whatever, but he is NFL personnel. Mm-hmm. When he says that, who's the first person you call to say, man, I'm fired up, you got to hear what I was just told?
Man, you know, definitely my parents, man. You know, like, my parents put in so much for me to get to where I'm at now. You know, like, granted, you know, everyone, you know, has their own story with their own parents and stuff of what they done for them. You know, mine, you know, my parents went to hell and back to, you know, make ends meet to give me the opportunity and stuff to put me where I'm at now. They've always been super supportive, and they've stayed on me, too. You know, if they felt like I was ever spot or I wasn't living up to my or playing to my potential, you know, they was definitely in my ear for sure. So, you know, at this point in time, it's like I'm going to do everything I can to make sure I can give back and take care of them.
Awesome. That's a way to do it. Once again, Frank Bentley, give him some props to mom and dad as they stay on him to make his path towards this next level. And as he mentioned, HBCU Pigskin Showdown, and a great opportunity to kind of sit down and let these guys know who you are as a man, not just a player. Now, I got to ask, man, you talked about that size and frame, and I see so many variables across the internet. I've seen you 6'3", 213. I've seen you 6'3", 195. What is the height and weight?
Yeah, so definitely right now, just based on what I want to do for my numbers, I've actually been, you know, just losing a little bit of weight, just like trying to stay at that 196 range, because I'm able to move a little bit faster, move a little bit more freely. I was just like last season, I was really just trying to put on a bunch of weight, and I did that. So like it was funny because like when people look at me, they're like, "No, that's a big old tight end right there." And then like I line up a receiver. Oh, hold on, wait a minute, like. And me being able to move, through my routes and stuff like that, you know, like I really take credit to the guys before me, you know, just like models like Julio Jones, Calvin Johnson, Mike Evans, you know, those bigger, taller frames and stuff that's able to move so fluently throughout the routes.
I love it. I love it. Now, let me ask you this. Now, you kind of explained a lot with what you just said. But with that said, when these NFL folks start breaking down your tape, just hypothetically, you're sitting down right next to them. You're watching them watch your film. What do you think they're going to love about you when they start seeing you on the field?
I would say, honestly, my versatility. You know, again, this past season, I had to step up and play a decent amount of tight end for our school. And I did that, so I was switching between playing receiver and tight end a lot. Just able to adapt to where I'm at on the field, using my IQ to, you know, win matchups and stuff like that. Just being able to attack the ball, make plays down the field, short. I'd say my red zone percentage is pretty high. I honestly haven't. I probably have like maybe two misses or so in the red zone. Whatnot, but it's definitely like I'm a go-getter. I'm a dog. Like I'm gonna get what's mine for sure, and I'm willing to play everywhere on the field.
I love it. I love it. Now this is your podcast, and we want to give you as much love as we can. What could go unnoticed? It could have been maybe some of the schematics of the offense where you couldn't do certain things. I don't know if that's possible because you did so much. You could have been a team captain, weight room warrior. Maybe you're a film junkie. Great in the community. This is your pod, Frank. Mm-hmm. What do teams need to know about you that they won't see on tape that's definitely a big plus for you?
I definitely feel like one of my best attributes as a player is me growing up a coach's son, and I feel like for me I have a really high IQ that I'm honestly able to understand defenses, understand concepts really fast, understand like why things work the way they do, how to adapt and maneuver between coverages and stuff like that. So really the film room and just studying and stuff and being a student of the game at any time, being able to take criticism, you know, at all times and actually wanting criticism to get better. So just the classroom aspect and stuff of it too, I feel like coaches would definitely like love to have me for.
I love it. And today's day and age, want criticism. That doesn't come often for any player, especially as we talk about young men now. And you're kind of welcome that opportunity to kind of better yourself through the criticism. You mentioned your dad as a coach. Is he your biggest supporter, harshest critic as well?
No, honestly, I would say I'm my worst own critic because okay. I like to be efficient and close to perfect as I can. He wasn't really that hard on me when I was little, but if I was slacking, you know, sure, he made it known that I wasn't living up to what I was supposed to, for sure. But I grew past my dad. Like, if you ask me, I'm gonna say probably like middle high yeah, about middle school, high school range, I passed them up.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Frank Bentley, Florida Memorial standout, formerly of University of Indy, Indiana, here on the C2P. Let me ask you this one. So you're lining up, and you can pick the tight end or the slot, anywhere offensively, but when you get to run your favorite route, what route is it? And obviously you want to end up in the end zone when you're done with it, but what's your favorite route to run?
Man, that's actually so funny you should ask, because I've always told my coaches it's one route I have never lost the rep at. Where, like, when I say I've never lost a rep, I have never lost a rep. So I'm going, put me single receiver. I want the island, just me. And I'm going post corner. I can run it so many ways that you can get confused on how the route's going to look. But I'm going to run it to where I'm going every time.
I love it. And that kind of goes back to you talk about the high AQ and just kind of learning and knowing what you're doing. That's a great response, Frank. How about this one? Now, we've been talking X's and O's and finding out what you bring to the field. Outside of the game of football, any interests, hobbies, or passions?
Yeah, so I definitely take a passion in giving back. I really love being a mentor and stuff. Like, honestly, that's what I do now as well when I train. I try to bring a couple young guys with me to just, like, continue to teach them the game and why I do certain stuff, why I move the way I do between certain routes, how to maneuver between certain coverages and stuff like that. Just trying to really elevate them and add to their game as well and stuff. So it's like, I feel like me being able to learn from other people, just even outside of football, helps me as well. So definitely giving back and mentoring is a major hobby of mine for sure.
Awesome. I tell you what, regardless, I think you have a coaching career in your future as well. Is after the football life is all said and done, is you have any interest in kind of following your father's footsteps? It just seems like you have the mindset for it.
Oh, for sure. I definitely want to be a coach. I don't know if I want to be a head coach. You know, maybe that might be in the dreams or so later, but I know, like, I for sure would want to be an offensive coordinator. I feel like I'm elite in that aspect. So definitely want to coach at the high school level and, you know, just be able to give guys the opportunities that, you know, I wasn't necessarily, like, able to get and stuff coming out.
I love it, man. Listen, we're almost out of time. You've been an absolute pleasure to have on, Frank. But before we let you go, we call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Yeah, let's rock and roll.
All right. Now, you could pick any collegiate coach you had, but during practice, what coach had the biggest pet peeve? What would cause them to really get aggravated if you did it?
Man, I'd say, like, at the University of Indianapolis, the simple dress code would get you a good old punishment. Wrong. Like, I can't tell you how many times, like, I didn't, like, had two socks on, or I wore white socks over my black socks, and the coach spazzed because he didn't think I had on black socks. So, like, the uniform and stuff is to the T. Like, down, when I say to the T, I mean down to the cleats.
Frank, that's why we asked the question. I mean, it might seem like everybody would respond with the same stuff, but we always get some unique little pet peeve of a coach that irritated them, and you guys tell us that it's always comical. How about this one? When you look back at your collegiate career, and I don't know, I have no idea, but if you could go back and beat one school, who's it going to be and why?
I would say either Lindenwood when I was back at University of Indianapolis, because then I would have five rings instead of three.
Huh.
And then let me see. And if it had to be this past season, it would have been Kaiser, because that was our conference. We was playing for the conference championship, and that was our senior night. Our senior night.
Oh. Yeah, I can see that one being, yeah, that definitely had to hurt. But the final one for you, my friend, as we build towards a 24 2024 NFL draft, the weekend of the draft. You're going to wait to hear your name or come up, find where you sign afterwards. But with that said, who's the best cook in your family, Frank? And what would you like that person to have made, specifically made as a celebratory meal as you celebrate this next football journey?
Hey, listen, if you're going to ask me, ain't no better cook on this planet than my meemaw. That's my dad. That's my dad's mom. when I say best cookie you can get in the state of Kentucky for sure. Well, it's crazy. You know, she's from Alabama, so, you know, we got that good old Southern food. But, yeah, man, I think I'm going to have to go with either a homemade meatloaf or some pork chops and gravy, maybe like fried pork chops and gravy, macaroni and cheese, some sweet potatoes, maybe we got some greens and some stuffing. Yeah, that sounds good to me.
That sounds good to everybody, Frank. That sounds good to everybody. Well, listen, your meemaw is on the clock for meatloaf, pork chop, fried pork chops and gravy, all the other ingredients that you want for your draft party. And you, my friend, are a legit prospect for the 2024 NFL draft. Pleasure having you tonight. As always, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You have a wonderful night as well.
No problem at all. Once again, Frank Bentley, the standout from Florida Memorial, joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.